That was about it for the family portion of the program. That was Chulchu and Ouija mostly, and Mr. You there singing a little bit too. And as you can tell, it's not too much different than America. They sort of thought it was funny the way their dad sang. The next recording is the number one folk song, probably the number one song in all of Korea. I'm throwing it in here just to give you an idea of what Korean music is like. My tape. A few things that I remember from letters. The food is kind of hot. It's kind of strange, too. They put pepper and they pickle things, and it's kind of weird, but I'm adjusting to it. The weather's finally breaking. I thought that we'd have an eternal winter here in Korea. The day that I arrived, we were delayed in our landing at Gimpo Airport in Seoul because there was ice and snow on the field. That was 4 months ago. So I'm about ready for springtime to arrive. I haven't been too cold yet. I'm constantly wearing my long underwear, my tops and my bottoms. And maybe for next year, if you'd like to send me a present, it would be nice to send me another extra large bottom and a large top. And if you'd really be nice, I can probably use a electric blanket by next year. you know, just to keep me a little bit on the warm side. Well, I guess that about wraps it up. If you have any questions, just raise your hand. No questions? Okay. I'll put the ending on the tape then, before I ham it up any much more. Well, see you later. I'll give you what probably is the number one pop song in Korea. It's called Piga Onen Death, or When the Rain Comes.